Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Bereishis. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 2. The luminosity of God's kavod, glory, prevails when one with spiritual eyes looks upon the heavens. The earth, too, contains the beauty of God's essence, revealed to the sensitive soul. Chassidus teaches that he sustains the world through his kavod. What we call nature is maintained by God's nature, his invisible attributes that make up all things. Yet he is at once immanent in the world and transcendent above and beyond the world. God's name, Elohim, has the same gematria numerical value as Hateva, the natural order. So this connection implies that nature is a shield or veil that partially conceals God's glory. The whole earth is full of his glory, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Do I not fill the heaven and the earth? Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24. Additionally, just as God sustains the world, so does the soul empower the body. Its spiritual properties maintain the health and well-being of the body like a spiritual power source. Adam and Eve had a direct connection to Hashem through their souls that brought life to them, as is written. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Therefore, every breath that we take is a reenactment of the original infusing of soul and body. Each and every breath we take is a gift from Hashem, as are our very lives. He placed at the east end of the Garden of Eden the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way to the tree of life. Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Even though Adam and Chava lived in Gan Eden, a paradise on earth, when they partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, contrary to God's commandment not to do so, sin entered the world. This brought about inevitable death as a consequence of severing their connection to God. Your iniquities have separated between you and God. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2. Angels with flaming swords were stationed to guard the tree of life. The intent was to prevent Adam and Eve from living forever with their newfound knowledge of good and evil. This is a profound passage that must be reflected upon. The disobedience of Adam and Eve led to their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. Moreover, since they were no longer in accord with God's will, their lives and those of their progeny would have been in a constant state of flux forever. The discord that now existed from an admixture of good and evil in the world would have continued in perpetuity. Even so, today the ramifications of disobedience persist. We are subject to the jetsam and flotsam of good and evil, both within the world and within ourselves. How can we recognize this amalgamation? Only by sorting out its component parts within us through discernment using God's wisdom. Only through the discernment given to us by Hashem can we separate between good and evil within ourselves in order to avoid evil and to do good. In Olam Hazeh, this world, we are meant to follow the path of righteousness so that we may enter Olam Haba, the world to come. We are judged for every thought, word, and action before entering Chaye Olam, eternal life. Shabbat Shalom.